This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get into today. The Phils start a big series. Week one of the NFL in the books. We are awaiting news on Trey Turner's hamstring and a potential suspension for Jalen Carter. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, never go through a person's phone unless you want your feelings hurt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a strong one to start the show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no coming back. When you go through a person's phone, when you're not supposed to go through it, there's no coming back from that.
You might see something you don't want to see.
Yeah. And then, you know, you violate the trust. And
when you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I mean, something like that. Yeah.
It could happen. All right, a lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. And don't be alarmed if we don't get to it from the start. We will have plenty of thoughts on Philly's Karen, who took over the internet this weekend. We'll get to that. Hugh, though, week one of the NFL, mostly in the books. We got a Monday night game tonight between the Vikings and the Bears. But we saw a lot of different things this week. I mean, starting with the Eagles on Thursday night and a weird game with the weather and the Jalen Carter thing. Friday night, the Chiefs lose in Brazil to the Chargers. And then, Hugh, yesterday, I thought a very entertaining slate of games leading into last night, which was one of the great regular season games in recent memory. I mean, 41-40, a shootout last night. Now, here's the question, Hugh. We do this every year. We do it with the Eagles. We do it with every other team. The question is, how much of what we saw yesterday, Friday, Thursday, matters? Because you look at some of the results, you're like, whoa. I mean, Green Bay, whoa. They look like a different operation with Parsons in there. The Lions, like, uh-oh, maybe they're not that good anymore. Hugh, how much, in your mind, of week one, including the Eagles, does it matter?
I think it matters. I think it matters a lot as far as the performances, but it's not always how you start, it's how you finish. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. There's a lot of mistakes that were being made in the first week, but then there was a lot of teams that you look at, and they look like they're in midseason form. Mm. You know, you take that game last night against Buffalo and Baltimore. That was a high-scoring game. You know, that was a lot of points being thrown around. And then you take a look at our game, not as many points being scored, but – it looked a little sloppy. It was a lot sloppier.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, NFL's a fickle mistress. It really, really is. So I look at it like this. It's always important to get off to a good start, but you also know that there's a lot that you have to clean up.
Well, for the Eagles, there's certainly, I mean, there's plenty they could get better at. I mean, they won the game, right? What really matters is the result. But sometimes I think we get caught up in, I'll use this example. A lot of last year was, the beginning of the season didn't matter, right? The Eagles stunk in the beginning of the season, or they were up and down. They were 2-2 after four. And then they went on and won the Super Bowl. So I think there's this tendency to say the beginning of the season doesn't matter. But sometimes the themes of week one, they're real. Let's go back to last year for a second, because although we can say the results don't matter or there's a lot of season still to play, think about last year when the Eagles were in Brazil. What really happened? Yes, they won the game close, but we found out a few things that were true the whole season. Saquon looked amazing week one last year in Brazil. He was amazing. Zach Bond looked amazing last year week one in Brazil. He was amazing. The team probably should have run the ball more than they thrown it. That showed itself in Brazil. It was true. Sometimes we get caught up in the, yeah, it's early. This stuff doesn't really matter. Sometimes the themes are the themes. And I go back to Thursday night with the Eagles. Adoree Jackson was a problem. I mean, he was a legitimate problem. The pass rush wasn't great. Dak was able to move the football. Like, those things were real on Thursday night. And the other thing that happened is the passing game, Hugh, while I thought Jalen did a good job Thursday, they struggled to get the ball down the field in chunks, right? They had the big one to Dotson. Other than that, Hugh, there wasn't the pass game was kind of bottled up on Thursday night. Sometimes the results are the results. Maybe you win, maybe you lose, but sometimes the themes of what you're seeing, that might be real.
Yeah, but I think there's chances for it to evolve. Because I look at, like, Josh Allen last night. Phenomenal.
Whew.
Phenomenal game. But the reality for Josh Allen right now, as we talk about it today, is, and Lamar Jackson for that matter, they both fizzle out at the end of the year. I'm of that mindset of, and I said it earlier, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right? And we looked at two phenomenal quarterbacks go. It was like, would you, better way to say it was a shootout. It was just flat out a shootout.
I mean, 41-40.
Yeah, it was a shootout. And you look at that, but you also know that neither one of those quarterbacks got to the promised land last year. And then you look at Jalen's performance. It was efficient. Now, we were talking about it this morning, and I got to be honest with you, Joe. And I think it was you or Kyle that asked me the question, do I think that Jalen could come back in a game like that? Don't know. Don't feel comfortable. Not going to say he can't do it, but don't feel comfortable saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Haven't seen that. That was a phenomenal game. But when you look at the beginning of the season and how you start out, you always want to start out with a win. Always want to start out with a win, and then you want to get better as you go. Keon Coleman last night looked like he's starting to turn into a pretty darn good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to take from week one. Young Wei Koo getting killed in Atlanta. They're talking about he needs to be fired today. So there's a lot of positive that you take from week one, but you also know that the team that looks the greatest 9 times out of 10 or 5 times out of 5, they might not be what they look like that first week of the season.
Well, that's true. 215-592-9494. Week one could fool us. I mean, it could fool us the good. It could fool us the bad. I mean, last year, there was a lot of good with the Eagles. There was a lot of bad. They won the game. This year, a lot of good, a lot of bad. They won the game. What's great is if you can get a win while you still try to figure it out. I think we all realize in the NFL, the first month of the season is a feeling out process. But sometimes what you see really is the truth. It's just like the record or the win and the loss, that might flip. Like last night, Ravens-Bills. It was a coin flip, right? It was a shootout. Someone had to win, someone had to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But what you take from that is, boy, those quarterbacks are just on a different level. Derrick Henry is still running at a ridiculous level.
Exactly.
And last year, although the team changed so much from week one to when they won the Super Bowl, there were a few themes that were real. The themes that were real were Saquon looked amazing. He was amazing. Zach Bond looked amazing. He was amazing. They probably should have run it more than they threw it. That was the truth. And as I watched the games yesterday, Hugh, there was a lot of different takeaways. You brought up the Bills and the Ravens last night.
Yes.
I'll tell you, one thing that stood out to me just watching before the Sunday night game is That Parsons move for the Packers.
Micah got him a sack. Way to start the season.
Oh,
man.
My goodness. Because I remember when they came in here for the playoff game last year, I thought they were kind of a dead team walking. They were collapsing at the end. I didn't take them seriously. They look like they have a different energy with Micah Parsons now. And it reminded me a little bit of when the Eagles got Saquon. It's like you import this, you have a good team, and you import this great player, and maybe everyone else raises their level. They opened my eyes yesterday, Hugh. That was because Detroit was the best team all regular season last year, and they took them apart yesterday. That game wasn't even... Detroit scored a touchdown late to make it look a little better, but that game was like 24-6 with a couple minutes to go.
Yeah, and you look at... I know where you're kind of going with this. He could be the spark.
Yeah.
It's something to be said about being excited about, you know, having a player of his caliber there, and then, you know, him on the flip side, he's trying to prove everybody wrong. You know, he talked about... I saw some stories where he was talking about how, you know, he was hurt to leave Dallas and the way that they handled things and all of that stuff. But he is definitely a shot in the arm for the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, that division, they're running the division. Let's see how it plays out. Good game for the first one.
Well, they stopped the run yesterday in the Lions run game. 215-592-9494. That is Saia Hoppeboard. All right, does week one matter? I mean, it seems like it's one of those things, like, of course it does. But I know last year felt like it gave a sense that the first month doesn't matter. And what I saw yesterday... I think this stuff does matter. I'm glad the Eagles got the win. They obviously have a lot to clean up, including making sure their best player can stay on the field. We'll find that out. So we are on Jalen Carter's suspension alert watch here. As soon as news comes down, we will bring it to you. There was a feeling on Friday that the NFL would not do anything here. It was a matter of, and I thought the Eagles should be the party here that suspends him. But now over the weekend, it seems like that is now up in the air. So as soon as we find out information on that, we'll pass along. Kyle Quinn, back behind the glass today.
I'm back.
Does week one matter?
Of course it matters. I mean, obviously, just getting the win is paramount, and you figure out all the rest a little bit later. But, like, you can't sit here and tell me that the stuff that you see in the game doesn't matter just because it's week one. And that goes for the good and bad. Like, I think at least what I saw was the Eagles are still a very talented football team. And in a game like that against Dallas, the talent is able to win the day in some cases. And Jalen Hurts doing his thing where he's efficient. Like, that's the good. But are you going to tell me, like, that how Adoree Jackson played doesn't matter? Even if that's something that you went into the season thinking, like, that could be a problem for the Eagles. Is Jalen Carter being able to stay on the field and not being a total lunatic? Does that matter? Yeah. No, it all matters. Like, I'm very, like, just... The win is, like I said, the number one thing. But if I go into a season and you ask me, what are the things that you think could be their Achilles heel or what could be the problems? And those are the things I point out and that's what I see. Then I think I have every right to be like, yeah, like that's, I think, a significant takeaway from the game. So, like, I don't need Douglas to sit here and tell me all day that just a win is a win. Here we go. All this stuff. Like,
wow, how did I catch a stray?
Well, because you're the one trying to tell me that all that matters is getting the win. It's not the only thing that matters.
It is the only thing that matters. I mean, in the first week of the season, there's a lot to clean up. And the Eagles know that. The Eagles made some moves this weekend that makes me think of a question that you asked me last week, Joe, about the Micah Parsons situation.
Yep.
You asked me, was it the pass rush or are you just trying to vet a really good player? Seems like it's the pass rush.
No, they signed Za'Darius Smith on
Friday. And not only that, Joe, it feels to me, I didn't think the pass rush was that bad, to be totally honest. I didn't think it was that bad, but they must feel that they need some more off the edge to help compensate for that, for the lack of the guys they have in the secondary. There was a real handsy back there in the secondary last weekend. So it's one of those things where Eagles are still trying to improve the team, and they feel like there's some holes that they need to patch up.
No question. 215-592-9494. Is the win the only thing that matters in week one? Hugh says it is. I say no. I mean, the details matter, too. How it looks, the good and the bad. I mean, there's a lot of good to take away. Jod Campbell played really well. I mean, they got some good performances. I thought Jalen played well on Friday, even though the numbers weren't great. I liked the way Jalen played. But then it's the Adoree Jackson stuff. And then you watch around the league, and it's like, whoa. That game last night, you know, showed you what the best offense in the league look like right now. I thought Washington looked good yesterday in their first game of the season. And then, you know, the Green Bay thing opened my eyes. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what A.J. Brown had to say, oh boy, about his targets in week one. And a very interesting nugget from Jay Glazer about the Eagles and just how far they went in their pursuit of Micah Parsons. That's next. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.